Okay.
Yes, sir.
Nick Katzenbach's just left the White House, and he tells our people, Bill Moyer tells me, that Duncan called him at least several times. He said five or six. Last night was just raving and was indignant that this man would be considered for the place, and that Nick doesn't believe they had any formal vote. He thinks DeBriner called him on the phone, but he's looking into that.
There was a meeting of the Board of Commissioners at 10 in the morning, at which, see, the other thing I had going was that McMillan wanted Koval, and somebody else wanted Koval.
Well, we understood that that DeBriner called each member of the District Committee of the House and Senate. He didn't have time to call the White House. He didn't have time to call the Attorney General.
No, what he said on that was that somebody asked him to call McMillan, and he said he wouldn't because then McMillan would want him to delay. And so he had a meeting at the Cosmopolitan Club with Layton, and he said if Layton answers my question, which were about, you know, a lot of this thing, like the girl in the check, and how was he with Negroes, Mallory Law, and all the rest of it. He said, I will then write to McMillan and tell him that this is going to be done. And so he said when he answered his question satisfactorily, he wrote to McMillan and said this is what they were doing.
Do you trust Nick Katzenbach?
I sure do.
I think you ought to talk to him about this. Now, I have not talked to him, but he's been here and he's reporting on it and what they tell me, and all I can do, I'm just the receptacle of all of this stuff. They just come tell me. I never heard of Layton. I don't know who he is. Don't care. Don't want to be selecting the chief of police here, except I don't want my administration disgraced by appointing a no-good fella that will make Washington a scene instead of some scenery.
We had apparently one outsider, Glassford. You know, when they tried this before and it didn't work, and the department rose up and, you know, there was a mess. And Russ is also worried, Mr. President, that you might be then responsible for whatever the police chief does in the district. If he's an outsider and if it doesn't work, that then will be on your doorstep too.
Well, we sure don't think this is going to work. Let Nick call you. I'll tell you the facts, because I don't know.
And I'll check with Duncan, too.
Yeah, I sure would. And I'd ask Duncan if he's for him, and if he is, say so. If he's not for him, give his reasons.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I have confidence in Duncan.
Yeah, he's not a bright man, but he took the oath.
That's right. And I think this guy's skirted the thing a little bit here. I think he dodged it. And I think he got caught with one man in his hands, and now he's got another one that's not going to be much better. That's the way I look at it. Now, I may be wrong.
Okay.
I have been wrong, but... You just talk to Nick and...
I'll talk to Nick and then...
Okay. All right, honey.
All right.